So Tom came out every night, and he would say, you know, we have new rules at the proms, and you're allowed to clap when you like. You don't have to be silent. You can chat with your friends. You're allowed to have a beer. They took the seats out and they made a pit so that it was like it used to be in the 18th century. You can cheer when you like. And yeah, he said it's supposed to be an informal atmosphere, right? And so he said this every single night. And when I was up on stage prior to Nicola coming out, I made a joke to the effect of, you know, I hope to see some crowd surfing out here tonight. And everyone laughed, and it was a big joke. And then Nicola came on, and the show was fantastic, and got all kinds of great write-ups and whatnot. And then the following night was the final night. It was Handel's Messiah, and we stood right at the front of the pit. You know, the chorus was singing Hallelujah, probably only about 2 meters away from us. And it was a very intense emotional experience, far beyond anything I've ever experienced when I've seen Handel's Messiah previously, you know, where I'm usually very far away or something like that. And I put my hands up and I cheered. I said, woohoo, you know, and I got punched in the kidneys and knocked to the floor by an audience member. He said, you get the hell out of here, you stupid asshole. And I said to him, listen, I'm not going anywhere, because Tom Morris, the director of the theater, just came on stage, and I'm only doing exactly what he gave me permission to do. So if you want me out of here, you have to physically, forcibly eject me. And so they slapped me around a few times, and then I had hit my head on the stage when I fell down, and they dragged me out. And wow. And there was no crowd surfing. But the crowd surfing thing came from this joke I had made. So you have to imagine my experience, right? So night one, I'm on stage with Nicola Benedetti, like getting a standing ovation and making jokes, and the crowd's loving it. Night two, I'm getting dragged out, standing in the very pit where I had been looking on the night before, right? So the funniest thing, one of the funnier things about it was after the show, well, so immediately after I got ejected, so Tom Morris came out and he said, hey, he was really felt bad about it. He said, hey, I'm really sorry about that. If you want to sneak up in the back with me to watch the rest of the show, just come on. I'll let you sit in the director's box. And I was like, no, Tom, like, I'm not going back in there. Like, you're the director of the theater. And I really think if you feel passionately about the rules that you just established, you should actually stop the show and say, hey, this guy was doing what I gave permission to do. And, you know, physical assault is not on in my theater.
Right.
And I said, so I'm not going to go back in there. And then after the show finished, all the audience started coming out, and everyone started coming up to me and congratulating me for how amazing a performance it was. They thought it was staged. And it's actually the kind of thing where I probably would have swung back at them. My British citizenship application was being processed at that time, and I really couldn't afford any kind of an incident. But they punched me hard in the kidneys, and I had a big bruise on my head as a result of it. And that's it, right? So I hope that actually someone does manage to do the crowd surfing. But I think it's a tough crowd.